What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And hour number three, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Getting on back to some politics here, a lot of stuff coming out today. Apparently, Attorney General Jeff Sessions has informed the White House that if President Trump fires Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, Sessions himself may quit. I don't know about you. To me, that would be a good thing. Let's get Larry Klayman in there as Attorney General. Let's get Tom Fitton in there. Let's get somebody who's going to go on in there and actually start doing the job instead of this constant string of career cover-up artists who are there to protect the power, to protect the money. It really is a corrupt mess. That image that caller had of picking up a piece of wood and discovering that it is just totally crawling with vermin, that does serve as a good metaphor for the U.S. government here. Okay, over in Ireland, they've had a referendum, and they've just legalized abortion. Ireland, up until now, under domination of the Catholic Church, has banned abortion, and the election was an upset for the Catholic Church, and basically they had 1.4 million votes to little over 750,000 voting no, basically abolishing this constitutional amendment that gave equal legal status to the lives of a fetus and the woman carrying it. So the vote passed with a two-thirds majority. And it surprised a lot of people. It was thought it was probably going to win, but not by that wide a margin. And, of course, the Catholic clergy are very upset because, well, they were looking forward to all those little tiny children coming on into the church somewhere down the road here. So let's talk about Mother Nature here a little bit. A lot of flooding going on in Ellicott City. Huge amounts of rain. They've got something like 2 months worth of rain in just 2 days. It's just really coming on down. And it was only 2 years ago they had a similar event. And everybody's talking about the rain. But there's another factor here that everybody needs to pay attention to. Remember this last winter, we had all this record snow? It doesn't just disappear. When you have record snow, you have a record melt. And that's why there's one of the reasons why there's so much flooding going on. All right, we're going to take another phone call here. William in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Trying to take you off. Yeah. I was trying to get you off speakerphone.
Okay.
Are you there? Okay.
I'm here. I have to be somewhere.
Good. Well, you're a pretty smart guy. I wanted to ask you, what are your thoughts?
Hello? I think we just lost William. Hopefully he'll call on back. So, yeah. Boy, the longer I live in the United States, the more third world the infrastructure becomes. Phone lines aren't working very well. The internet is not reliable. The electricity is not reliable. Amazing here. Okay, over at Whole Foods, and we have one on Oahu. They're talking about building another one. We don't know where it's going to be, and we're probably not going to show up anyway, because apparently now that Whole Foods has been acquired by Amazon, they're backing off their commitment to ensuring food suppliers inform the consumer and the store itself if their products contain GMOs. And apparently Whole Foods is walking back They're going to rely on their advertising campaign to convince consumers that this is a healthier place to do your shopping. And it may be, but it's not as healthy as it could be. Fortunately, we have another health food store very close to us, down to earth. And they have labels from the GMO product project. And at some point, I'm waiting to see when a cell phone app comes on out that can read that new QR code that is going to be part of food product labels following the establishment of a national set of standards for GMO labeling. It won't say GMO, but it will be in that QR code. And people are going to be able to use a smartphone application and just find out what is and is not GMO and stay away from that. Because we just don't know what's going on there. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are rejoining the network. And apparently William is back. Aloha, William. Sorry we lost you that last time. What's going on?
Well, I was the question I was asking was, what are your thoughts on organized crime, like on a large scale? I can always read about the Italian mafia, the Chinese mafia, you know, the Jewish mafia. These are, you know, independently, but are these organizations united in any way on a you know, planetary scale?
Yeah, I imagine that that they are. I mean, we're sort of gone away from the turf wars, although some of them still exist with some of the up and coming drug gangs like MS-13, and you'll see that. But the older, pardon my use of the phrase, older established organized crime families. They're very stable. They've taken their ill-gotten gains and invested them in legal enterprises, you know, like hotels and casinos. You know, getting into a war with other crime gangs doesn't really do anybody any good. So these days, it does seem like they tend to get along with each other. They've got their designated areas of operation, and I have to say, I'm not an expert on organized crime because I'm not a criminal, nor do I wish to be. But again, looking back at the history at the height of Prohibition and the violence that was going on there.
In the U.S.
We don't see a lot of that anymore, except among the drug gangs.
So you make it sound like a perfect world, like these people exist.
No, it's not a perfect world. No, that's not a perfect world. These organized crime gangs are sucking wealth out of the American economy. And whether it's white-collar crime or blue-collar crime or cyber crime, they are a burden on our society. And I don't mean to imply that I approve of them.
Right.
Because I certainly don't.
No, I understand. Okay. So I just, you know, see that they are an element within our society. Now, you know, if you go back to the 20s there with the Prohibition, history reveals that a lot of these people infiltrated government.
Yes.
You know, they had judges in their back pockets. I mean, you know, they were pretty how would you say, set up in the system. Would you agree?
Yes. And we saw it happen all over again with the CIA's drug running in the 1960s and 70s, where CIA-connected drug runners are basically now implanted within our government.
Yeah, but you make it sound like it all ended at a certain period and it no longer exists.
No, I didn't say that either. I didn't say that either. I said they seem to have reached a detente, I think is perhaps the most accurate way to describe it.
So you're saying that they're working in cooperation with the CIA, with the Mossad, with security people in England, that you know, there's a detente? You have to define the word detente. I guess I'm not clear on the word detente.
Well, I'm saying that these organized crime groups are not fighting open warfare against each other. And it is no secret that U.S. intelligence agencies have been using relations with organized crime families going back to World War II. where the U.S. got the cooperation of some of the Italian and Sicilian mobs to help smuggle weapons into Italy prior to Italy's switching sides there. Jack Ruby was not only a CIA, he was a paymaster for the mafia. So, yeah, there's a lot of crossover between that.
Well, you're saying the mafia, the Italian mafia or the Jewish mafia, the Lansky people?
I would say in the case of Jack Rubinstein that it was probably the Jewish mafia.
I would love to see a clear expose how these people still function and in our society. Obviously, they're still there. You're saying
yes.
There's a detente, that they're not, there's no turf wars, but these people are there still. These
organizations
are there.
They are there, and they're smart enough to realize that the last thing they want to do is call attention to themselves. And they basically learned their lesson from the Roaring Twenties, where some of those mafia lords, they love the publicity, and they love, you know, the fact that the media basically turned them into stars. But that did attract unwelcome attention from government authorities. And these days, they're all kind of just keeping a low profile. They really don't want to be seen in the press. They don't want to attract attention anymore.
But in the interim, this low profile that you described, the gun running, the drugs, the child prostitution, all that business is still alive and well, right?
Apparently, yes.
So that's what I don't understand there. You know, shouldn't the focus of the Justice Department be to root out these people?
It should be.
Unless they're in cahoots somehow.
It should be. And I remember, you know, Trump came into office saying that he was going to do something about the human trafficking issue, and we're not seeing a lot of traction on that one either, especially on the issue of sexual abuse of children. I mean, there's nobody who can argue against that policy publicly. There's no way you can stand up and say, I think we're being too tough on the child molesters. Nobody's going to go along with that. This should be the easiest agenda to implement in all of government, and yet it's not being implemented.
Well, I don't know. Trump is, what is he? He's like in the old cowboy westerns. He owned the gambling saloon, right?
Yes.
And the guy that owned the gambling saloon was always a slick dude. That was the good guys always got him right in the end in the old Western stories. Right.
I'm trying to remember if there's a counter argument, but people in the old West. I mean, people would go to the saloons, they'd go to the cat houses, they would look down on the people who worked there, but they still went and did business with them anyway.
Right. And then until somebody got really cheated out of their farm or ranch, and then the good guy would come in and shoot the saloon owner, and, you know, there'd be a new election and blah, 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 right?
Well, saloon owners are not elected. It's somebody has the money to come on in and build a saloon.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Well, anyway, I would love to be able to put it all together in, like, one documentary, like how these people know each other, how they relate to each other, how many of these people make phone calls, you know, like talking about wiretapping and all that surveillance bull. How many of them are actually calling our U.S. politicians? You know what I'm saying? I'd love to see those phone records.
Sure, a lot of them are. It's a corrupted system. And I can imagine that these organized crime figureheads have the resources to have secure communications. Because, like I proved before, it is possible to create systems of encryption the U.S. government cannot break. Anyway, William, thank you very much. We're going to let you go, and we're going to go to John in British Columbia. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike. It has to do, you know, something like where the expression, you know, keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Yes.
Now, it's got to the point now where you can't even tell them apart. You know, because they're all in there. They're all.
I've got a pretty good idea who my friends and enemies are.
Yeah, but I mean, with the way things are going, Israel uses the United States to fight their battles with the countries around them. And in the meantime, they're driving the country into debt. At one point, I guess it's just going to fall apart, right? And then they'll be in there.
It looks
that
way. It looks that way. You know, we're going to be headed into Zimbabwe-style inflation here very soon.
Yeah. And I don't know. I've listened to you quite often, and it's almost scary on the way things are going. It's like they're setting it up to fail, and then somebody's going to come in and take over later. You know, they'll have your FEMA camps will be in use, and they'll just put people in there. It's like Kissinger said. He says, how are you going to get them in there? He says, oh, one easy, food. They'll end up getting in there, and once they're in there, they won't be able to get back out. And that's another reason why they want to take the guns from everybody, so they can't fight back.
Yes. It's all about preserving the status quo and preserving the power and just hanging on to power by whatever means they deem to be necessary. And a big part of the problem is that these politicians very easily conflate their own well-being, their own personal wealth and power with what's good for the nation as a whole. And that allows them to justify violating the Constitution, saying, well, it's a national emergency, the nation is under threat. No, actually, they're under threat. Because voters want to take away the wealth and the power, and the politicians want to hang on to that. I don't want to see a conflict in this country, though. We may get one. I get so many people who email me or call into the show saying, we can't wait any longer. I don't want to see it. I'm not going to encourage it. I'm not going to support it. Because I really don't think the American people are ready for a civil war in the streets of America. I could be wrong.
Yeah. Entirely possible. I agree that the politicians don't want to go there, but that's why the police with all these armored personnel carriers and all those fancy weapons. I guess they know what's coming because it's sooner or later you're going to get to a breaking point. And the people are just going to say, that's enough's enough, and that's what's going to happen, whether we want it or not.
Well, what is likely to happen is when there's an economic crash, the supply chain will break down. And that means people who have not been prepping will run out of food. Those supermarket shelves will be empty after just 2 days. And at that point, when people are hungry, that's when they're going to riot. And that's when the government will push on back and do what the government is really good at doing, which is killing people.
Exactly. And then that's why they like you were saying about the FEMA camps, that's how they get them in there. If you want something to eat, come on in. And then once they're in there, it's a prison. It'll be a prison for them, and they don't really realize it or won't realize it. Okay, that's pretty much what I had to say, but, you know, I listen to you quite often. Even if I miss it one day, I'll catch you up on the next day on the repeats.
Well, thank you very much. And again, the podcast system is working. If you're not able to get the podcasts, you need to empty the cache on your browser and reload. Apparently, there's a caching issue. And sometimes I think they make these things more complicated than they need to be. Anyway, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. The lines are now open, 800-313-9443. There's been a little bit of a setback to the feminist idea that women are the equal of men, especially in the military. This happened over in Suffolk, England, and the first woman to join the infantry basically lasted 2 weeks out of an 18-week course before she was forced to drop on out. And this was basically a question of failing the physical test. She couldn't carry the loads that the men were carrying. Now, I would agree that women can serve in mechanized branches of the military as pilots on board Navy ships, tanks, so forth and so on. But when it comes to the ground pounders, infantry, no. The reality of the physical differences between men and women becomes apparent. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be back with another phone call. Oh, yeah.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And a reminder that the Front Sight Training Academy promo has been extended to June 2nd, which is the end of this week. This is the last week where you're going to be able to take advantage of this wonderful offer. And seriously, if Claire and I were on the mainland, anywhere near Nevada, which is where the academy is located, I'd buy into this deal myself. It's that good. It's that good. All right, we're going to go back to the phones now. Kevin in Pensacola, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Good to speak with you. I listened to a great interview over the weekend on the Jeff Rentz program with Brendan O'Connell, and he went into great detail on the Mossad's Talpiot program. Not sure if you're familiar with that or not.
No, I'm not.
Well, basically, it's their high-tech program that they've used to put a sub, I guess, a small microprocessor into all these other microprocessors, since they've been using microprocessors, I think, over 20 years. And what he was saying is that Israel's got a backdoor into every Intel CPU, every major chip.
You know, that part I had heard, yes.
Do you think that's part of the compromising that's gone on with all of our politicians and perhaps.
Yeah, that's definitely part of it. The fact that Israel gets the take from the National Security Agency's eavesdropping without any filtering at all means that Israel, by way of the NSA, is eavesdropping on all of our politicians, digging out the dirt on them, leaving them wide open for blackmail. And I want to know what U.S. government official was really okay with this, with Israel having conduits into the private communications of America's politicians and leaders.
Absolutely. And I also wonder what they've done to other world leaders. You know, I don't think Putin is the kind of man who would take a blackmail with a grain of salt, but, you know, I kind of wonder if BB has some push on him, has some weight over him.
Well, looking at the way Putin was sort of trying to push Netanyahu away at that May Day parade, their last meeting did not go very well. And I think Putin came away, whatever they talked about, he was very angry at Netanyahu. Netanyahu was out there trying to grandstand and insert himself into Putin's moment of glory at the parade, which is why Putin pulled that veteran over and said, "You walk beside me," forcing Netanyahu to step back. So that came across as very, very frosty to me. But I don't know what's going on in these high offices. I know that blackmail is a regular tool of international statecraft. And it's kind of a reason to not have people who are blackmailable in the halls of Congress or the White House. And one of the important functions of the independent media is to find and out this kind of behavior before politicians reach too high in office, where they can then be blackmailed with it. And I'm not trying to say that we're exacting our pound of flesh or we're trying to find justice. We just need to be informed because we need our leaders, in order to do the best job they can for the United States of America, they've got to be working for the United States of America and not a foreign government who is able to blackmail them. And all this nonsense about Russia interfering in the 2016 election, if there was anybody that Russia really wanted to have in the White House, it was Hillary Clinton, because they could blackmail her with the Uranium One deal. And, you know, certainly Trump has been less than cordial with Putin. But I'm convinced that Russia really wanted Hillary in there because she was wide open to blackmail.
Absolutely. And I think you're right. Trump just succumbs to flattery. You know, maybe his intention may have been good in the beginning, but he just put himself in a position to where anybody could compliment him and get on his good side. I've got a weird question that nobody seems to be raising regarding Tommy Robinson. You know, I think he's done some really good work, but, you know, who are the people that he hasn't really spent much time investigating as a journalist? And I think that's the Israelis again. And just for fun, just to humor myself, I Googled Tommy Robinson Zionist. And there's a video on YouTube where he says, straight out of his mouth, "I'm a Zionist." There's pictures of him in Israel on tanks, you know, very, very much in support of Zion. And I think that what's happening to him is great injustice, but it makes me wonder if he's maybe not a deep cover up trying to rile up the people.
Well, you know, I think what's being done to him is outrageous, and maybe it's being done to make him a household name around the planet. Anyway, listen, Kevin, we've got to let you go. We've got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite. A seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, as you know, I'm a supporter of the Second Amendment. And the Second Amendment, of course, is where the government recognizes our pre-existing right to self-defense. And the Second Amendment is not about target shooting. It's not about hunting. Those were such an important part of everyday life in colonial times. This was about military weapons with which to thwart abusive government. Well, over in New Jersey, they've become the latest state to ban the bump stocks for firearms, and they passed a bill against the accessory, which carries something like a $15,000 fine or 3 to 5 years imprisonment for people caught with these bump stocks. The deadline to turn in those bump stocks came and went last month. Not one was turned in. Massachusetts went through the same thing earlier this year. They were the first state to ban bump stocks, and only four people have turned theirs in. Now, I understand this is a complicated issue, but where I come down against these laws is they violate a well-known provision in U.S. law called ex post facto. meaning you cannot declare something to be a crime retroactively. So I think somebody could actually mount a constitutional challenge on that. All right, let's take a phone call. Sovereign Man, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha.
Aloha.
I just wanted to make a comment that it's Frontsight Firearms Training Institute, commonly known as Frontsight.
Okay.
Really nice place. I've been there. I would love to go back. I hear that they're getting ready to open up other facilities, too.
Yeah, they're actually putting in a dormitory for people who are going to be taking multi-day training courses. They won't have to drive back down into Vegas or something.
Yeah, when I was there, I used to, we had to go stay out in Harav.
Yeah.
Yeah, little did I know, I was talking to this woman by the pool, and come to find out, it's prostitution is legal there. Yeah, I didn't partake, but you know, actually, I
No, I believe it was purely an academic study.
No. Obviously, you misconstrued. I took a special course while I was out there. It was a 4-day, 12-hour-a-day course. It was for like 29 pastors. So, anyway,
okay.
If
Claire and I were back on the mainland, anywhere around Nevada, I'd sign up for this deal myself.
Yeah, there's a really good video on YouTube of a guy by the name of, I think his name's John Badandi. I'll drop it I'll drop a link in the unofficial What Really Happened .chattango.com chat room. He does an excellent speech on the city council in a town in New Jersey about defending his right to keep and bear arms.
I would appreciate if you would email me the URL. I'm not using that chat tango window anymore. And as a matter of fact, I probably ought to just get it shut down.
Not a problem.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. The phone lines are now open. Let's talk about computers a little bit here. Apparently, Microsoft has done it again with an update that is causing a lot of damage. Apparently, the Windows 10 April update could literally vanish your entire desktop. And basically, on the reboot, it comes back to a blank screen. And the only thing that you get is a message saying that the desktop is unavailable. And if you have a second computer, you can fix it and get around it. But most people, they don't have the second machine. And the screen has no icons, and it's really causing a problem. And apparently it is a conflict with one of the more popular antivirus updates. But Microsoft has definitely devolved into a company that just throws products out there and waits for the end users to complain, so they don't actually have to pay for a quality assurance department. Now, a lot of people are still responding to that little goof with Amazon Alexa, where it started recording conversations, private conversations, just about home remodeling. They were talking about hardwood floors. And it started sending those conversations to a contact in the contact list. And Amazon is saying it's just that Alexa misunderstood what was being said near to it. Apparently, the word to turn it on, Alexa, has other similar words. If you have somebody named Alex in your home, it can turn it on as well. But my understanding is, not that I have one of these, my understanding is you can change the wake-up word. And you should change it to something that is very hard to misconstrue, something you're normally not going to say in conversations, like Rumpelstiltskin or Brontosaurus, or just something that is really out there to avoid this unit accidentally turning on. But a lot of people are saying this illustrates the concerns that people are having as we get all this Internet of Things into our homes. You know, we're being surveilled, mostly for reasons of marketing stuff to us, but for, you know, the possibility of these devices being hacked for nefarious purposes, eavesdropping on our conversations to find something to blackmail us with. And no, I don't want one of these devices. I don't intend to have one of these devices. I'm perfectly okay going from room to room, turning lights on and off myself. Russia has asked Apple to help them enforce a ban on Telegram. This is a popular messaging service, and apparently regulators in Russia want to block push notifications for Telegram users in Russia, ensuring that Apple phone and tablet users do not receive alerts about new messages and rendering the application basically a lot less useful. Now, this comes from a court ban on Telegram after the company refused to give Russia's Federal Security Service access to private conversations. And apparently Russia has also asked Apple to no longer make the Telegram app available for download in the country. All right, we're going to go to the phones again. Pete in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, tell me something. With all the stuff that Kilauea is spewing, is there any gold in any of that?
No, generally you don't find a lot of gold in hotspot volcanoes. You can find diamonds in subduction zone volcanoes and some gold there from deep down, but no, we don't see it here. In fact, a lot of people will say, well, we know there are diamonds there because there's that geological feature, Diamond Head. You can see it from the beaches of Waikiki. And the story is actually that Diamond Head got its name from a couple of very drunk British sailors who stumbled on some calcite crystals and assumed that they had found diamonds. That's where Diamond Head came from.
Very nice. My last, I'll leave you with this thought. I wasn't going to call in, but you hit on it, and I thought, oh, man, now I got to call you. The Second Amendment, I think the First and the Second Amendments are both offensive, not defensive, especially the Second Amendment. It is offensive and reminding the government employees, we will be offensive. I know you're saying you don't condone any violence or whatever. I don't want to see that either, my man. Trust me. I would love to see your theory that it falls like the USSR, although I would not like to see where it is now, where we wind up with some guy like Putin running the country, you know, as a dictator, essentially. I heard somebody on Coast to Coast last night. It was a recording. It didn't air last night, but the guy was talking about the general salaries or something in Russia now after the fall, and it's like $800 a year or a month or something like that. I'm like, yeah, we can't afford that either. So I don't want to see us go to violence, but I think there are enough people getting upset enough, like the earlier caller said, that something's going to happen. So I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Well, also bear in mind right now that we're already seeing the ramping up of a propaganda campaign against Russia and Putin. And I remember some of the stuff from the original Cold War back in the 1950s and 1960s. In hindsight, it was all very obviously lies. And we do need to be careful about anybody, even in the independent media, just coming on out and saying, oh, well, you know, Putin's a dictator and they're only making $800 a month. And we need to find second sources to find out how much of that is real. I mean, Putin won his last election. That doesn't sound like a dictator to me. We need to have second sources to find out what's really going on, because we know this government and corporate media, they certainly lied to us about Saddam Hussein. They lied to us about Muammar Gaddafi. They lied to us about Bashar al-Assad. And no doubt they're going to be lying to us about Vladimir Putin. Anyway, Pete, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. And getting on back to science, apparently Fiat Chrysler America has issued a recall for almost 5 million vehicles in the United States to fix a software bug that could lock the vehicle's cruise control. And until it's fixed, owners of some Ram pickups, Jeep SUVs, and other Chrysler and Dodge vehicles are being warned against using the cruise control. Don't they test these things before they put them out in the marketplace? All righty. And, okay. As you know, there was another incident with a Tesla vehicle that basically hit a fire truck. And this was a semi-autonomous Tesla car. And it had this accident in Utah. And what investigators have discovered looking at the logs is that the Tesla Model S was on autopilot mode, and it actually accelerated before hitting that fire truck. It went from 55 miles an hour to 60 miles an hour just 3.5 seconds before it hit the truck. That sounds to me like a major software bug. And again, that's something that I don't want in my life. I'll drive my own car. I'm a very careful, very slow, pokey driver, but I'll do my driving myself here. Remember the iPhone 6 kind of came and went, was replaced by the iPhone 7. And the iPhone 6 had a problem in that people who were keeping it in their back pocket were discovering that it would actually bend. It wasn't a very rigid case at all. And if it bends enough, it quits working. And apparently somebody has leaked a document saying that or revealing that Apple knew the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus would bend before they went on sale, but chose to do nothing about it. These are internal Apple documents. In other words, they knew they were going to market with a product that was not going to hold up, but they just went ahead with it. And Bendgate, as it's been called, it's another case. Apple had designed a bad product, and they just went forward with it. So, two Canadian banks have warned customers that they've been the targets of recent hacks attempts, and in one case, the personal information of as much as 40,000 customers had been taken. This is BMO and CIBC-owned Simply Financial. All right, let's grab ourselves a quick phone call here. Daniel in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Yeah, I don't really have time to call, but after a couple of your callers, I just had to add something about Vladimir Putin. On RT today, they're talking about all the British tabloids are saying that if you're gay or transsexual at the upcoming World Cup in Russia, that you're going to get attacked, stabbed, or worse, or whatever. And there's nothing to back this, because they just had about 5 major soccer events in Russia, and nothing of the sort has happened. So it's just the same scaremongering going on, and it just never seems to end.
No, the United States and Great Britain, they want the World Cup in Russia to be a failure. They can't stop it from happening. But they've been issuing all these warnings. Oh, don't go there. It's high crime. You're going to get hurt. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. And we'll see if there really is an impact on attendance. But it is the World Cup, and people wait all year for this event.
Yeah, another thing too. It just seems like the British police, I'm not sure which branch, they said they were going to send their own members to the World Cup to monitor Britons for if they wave one of these flags of theirs to, like they say, they're going to incite don't wave the flag because you're going to incite violence. And it's just ridiculous. It also made me think that, you know, there's going to be like British security services wandering around Russia. And I always think to myself, you know, they could act as provocateurs or stage yes. some kind of attack. Who knows? I mean, it just makes me think because, I don't know, that's the way I'm wired, I guess.
Well, in this day and age, with all the false flags that we're seeing and all the lying coming out of government and the corporate media, again, no matter how cynical I get, I just can't keep up. And you're right. The World Cup would make a very tempting target for some incident to try and ignite a war. Anyway, listen, thank you for the phone call, Daniel. We're going to let you go. We're going to take a commercial break. Back with the last segment of our program today after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today. So let's get caught up on our erupting volcano. Earlier this morning, there was an ash ejection from Kilauea, went up to 15,000 feet. That's pretty serious. The ash, for the most part, is falling to the southwest of Kilauea crater. But there's a lot of activity going on there. In fact, I'm looking at the current quake map around Kilauea, and there's just hundreds of quakes here. It's a very serious situation. Now, down in the pardon me, Eastern Rift Zone around Leilani Estates, state authorities are getting very, very concerned. They're starting to lose roads. They've had to close off 137 and now 130. There's a little dirt track down along the coast that people are using to get in and out. And apparently the military now has Sea Stallion helicopters stationed on the Big Island to get people out. And the authorities are getting very frustrated because there are, amazingly, some residents who are simply refusing to leave. And I can understand this is their home, this is their life, but this is an active volcano. And the lava is much hotter, much more liquid. It's flowing much more rapidly. And it's a major eruption. There's no question about that. And the police don't want to literally, you know, handcuff people and take them out of their homes. But they are becoming concerned at the number of people on the Big Island who are just not willing to leave their homes. Okay. It was Highway 132, not 130. And this is between Lava Tree Park to Four Corners. But this is a big eruption. And like I said, some years ago, Claire and I went down to the Big Island, took my nephew down there, dangled him over a volcano. See, this is what they look like. And we visited Kanapali, which is the remains of the last big major Kilauea eruption. And it is amazing to see. So after a couple of years and things cool down, you know, come on out here and take a look. Unfortunately, apparently, the way the media is covering the story has seriously impacted our tourism industry. And apparently bookings are now down by half, which is an overreaction. And I want to reiterate, okay, all of this is happening on the Big Island, on the southern edge of the Big Island. And there's a lot to the Big Island that is still unaffected by the eruption, including Hilo, Captain Cook, that whole area on up to the Heiau, and the rest of the Hawaiian Islands. Yes, we've got a little fog in the air. We can feel it in our eyes. But there's still stuff to see out here. And we're still a moderately decent place to vacation, ignoring the fact that they banned all the clothing optional beaches some years ago. And it does look like the lava is going to hit that power station. It's already overtaken one of the high-pressure wells there. So 270 earthquakes in just one day. The mountain is rocking and rolling. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Please stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he has lots of things to share with you. Please take what you're learning here and at the website and share it with everyone that you know. We need to push back against the media propaganda that is leading us into another war. Please donate and support Republic Broadcasting. Please donate and support whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.